This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers expected to avert a partial government shutdown this Friday with a new stopgap measure that would keep the government funded through December 21st. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says,
"You know, we've worked that out, and this fight's going to continue on, and clearly what we're battling over is to make sure that we can fund our border security properly."
Scalise speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. This extension provided by the stopgap measure allows lawmakers to attend tomorrow's funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. The former president's body still lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where thousands of people have been filing past to pay their respects since yesterday. Attending that funeral tomorrow will be President Trump, as well as the other surviving U.S. presidents, and Prince Charles will be there to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Urban Meyer will retire after coaching the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Meyer was suspended for the first three games of the season after an investigation into his handling of claims of domestic violence involving a former assistant coach. Ohio State's new full-time head coach will be Ryan Day, who is currently the team's offensive coordinator. On the sidelines of a NATO meeting in Brussels today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends President Trump's foreign policy, blasting critics who've claimed that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions.
Bad actors have exploited our lack of leadership for their own gain. This is the poisoned fruit of American retreat. President Trump is determined to reverse that.
Pompeo assuring the U.S. is not abandoning international leadership and nations that he calls our friends in the international system. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, say they don't want the university to spend millions of dollars on a new home for a statue of a Confederate soldier. Protesters pulled down the statue known as Silent Sam last summer. Now, UNC officials have wanted to build a $5 million historical education center on campus to house the statue, but hundreds of students and others from the community have been marching through downtown Chapel Hill in recent evenings to protest that plan. Some say the statue is a racist piece of propaganda and not a piece of history. Gina Haspel, the CIA director, will be discussing the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi with a small group of senators today, a briefing that comes after senators have repeatedly requested information after Haspel's absence from last week's briefing on the matter. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said there remains no clear evidence Khashoggi's death at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Turkey was ordered by the Saudi crown prince. And don't expect your mail tomorrow. The Postal Service is suspending mail delivery and retail service at post offices because of the former President George H.W. Bush's funeral. As Wednesday, tomorrow has been designated as a national day of mourning. The Postal Service says there will be limited package delivery service, though. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. We're here at the intersection where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining us to help us keep them honest. Ramesh Ponnuru joins us to this end. Senior editor for National Review, a columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and a senior fellow at the National Review Institute as well. Ramesh, good to have you back with us. We've missed you.
Thanks for having me back on.
Hey, I want to talk about, you know, here we are. We're in the lame duck. We know just around the corner, Nancy Pelosi is all excited, measuring the drapes, got her hand again on the gavel. And the Democrats are saying, look at, you know, they want to, they say, you know, like they always do, they always tell you one thing and do another. They're telling us that they want to legislate, but they know the way things are lining up. There's going to be a lot about investigation, maybe even, you know, attempting to impeach this president. But you wrote a column on how Trump should counterpunch the Democrats.
Right. Well, I what I actually just wrote was what he said. You know, one thing about President Trump is there's not a lot of kind of hidden strategy. He just comes right out and says what it is he's thinking and what it is he's planning to do. And he said that if congressional Democrats harass him and conduct abusive investigations, then what he is going to do is declassify all kinds of unpleasant stories, negative and scandalous stories about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
that,
this is,
you know, you may recall that he tweeted that last week.
Right. And that is the asset that is in, you know, when people wonder what is happening in the Beltway, why some things aren't out, you know, front and center. It's because of, you know, when you go back and you remember what J. Edgar Hoover had in terms of his files on all the different things and, you know, the people didn't want to be out there in the open. And they were just like, you know, maybe little guns in a holster that he would show to people and say, okay, well, yeah, you can go down that road, but, you know, you see my little pistol here? This could be a problem for you. So, in a sense, we have a little bit of that dynamic taking place with President Trump, do we not?
Well, I suppose the question is it a pistol or is it a squirt gun?
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, there are going to be plenty of Democrats who believe that the president is bluffing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if he really had something, that he would have used it already against them. He's not a, you know, he doesn't actually seem like a hold it in reserve kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think the things that still linger for us, Ramesh, I mean, people still want to know, hey, what happened with that $17 million payoff for these legislators that have been, you know, hashtagged, you know, and called out for some, you know, sexual impropriety, and the people have paid that that money, but we have no accountability for it.
Yeah, you know, I think that that is absolutely worth pursuing. Of course, that's the kind of thing that you end up, you know, you sort of have a protection racket in D.C. Because, you know, both parties are going to have people who are guilty of that. And some people will be Trump opponents and some people will be Trump allies. Now, that doesn't, in my mind, change the fact that it that these things ought to be exposed.
Exactly.
But members of Congress aren't necessarily going to think that way.
Well, if they don't get exposed, then they're going to come up at another inopportune time where they're going to block a vote. There's going to be some influence. I mean, you know, this whole Russian investigation is all about that. Is that, okay, what does Putin have over Donald Trump? What potentially does he have over, you know, the Democrats? But if we're not going to deal with the truth and lay it out front and center, then we continue to run in the realm of the mystery and opinion as opposed to the facts. To let's lance the thing open. Let's find out what it's all about. I mean, we've said from day one regarding the Mueller investigation, if they were really going to do something about election meddling, let's look at it in its totality, you know, domestically as well as foreign influence. And, of course, the domestic issue has come out again when you had the 2018 elections, and it's rather suspicious. Like, for example, in California, I mean, 100% of the Republicans are voted out. How does that happen without rigging the system, Ramesh?
And it happens because a lot of Republicans leave the state. You know, you have a change in the composition of the state where a lot of immigrants are settling in California and voting Democrat. You've got the, you know, sort of just a lot of things that have, you know, white upper middle class suburbanites have been drifting left over the last generation. And unfortunately, you know, all these things add up to a more monochrome blue state.
Mm-hmm. But within 2 years, a two-year shift like that, I mean, it's dramatic, the kind of, change that has taken place in some of these very red counties in California. And that's just to cite one. I mean,
yeah,
you know, throughout the country.
We lost four Republican seats, all four of the congressional seats from that county, which used to be a mainstay of conservatism. But, you know, I think it's sort of the upper middle class has been drifting left for a long time, and then Trump is unpopular in that county. It's the sort of the kind of place where there tends to be a kind of personal reaction to the man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can give some of that, but I think it's just it begs you know, some concern, I would say, and it's worthy of inspection if we're looking at having a just election process, because the rules have changed. We have seen some results here. I mean, when you shut down on election night and you think you have a victor, and then 2 weeks later, because of the stretch, all of a sudden, you know, some additional votes are, you know, coming on display here. It just seems a bit suspicious. It doesn't give me the sense of confidence. And I think that most Americans are beginning to feel this way, that all of a sudden we find, you know, ballots and, you know, rental cars showing up. And interestingly enough, that all these ballots that are in the trunks of cars are, you know, are mostly Democratic votes. You know, odds are, and, you know, when I took statistics in college, you know, you had things that kind of measure out and they make sense. I mean, they're not so radically, you know, changed where you get 30,000 votes for one party and zero for another out of the trunk of a car. How does that happen?
Yeah, well, I think partly California just has a screwy system. The sort of, you know, this, all these absentee ballots that can be sent in on election day itself, and bulk mailed, is going to lead to, a late count. Then you have a ton of close races, and what now looks, especially in the blue and purple parts of the country, like a wave, you know, they'll all tip.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons why I think this is a bad way of running an election is that it can't help but create doubt in people.
Exactly. Well, that's the deal. That's what this is all about. And now in California, of course, they're doing ballot harvesting, where in the other 49 states it's illegal. We've got more from Ramesh Pandurangan. We've got to go to break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Lord, I will run to you. You are my
Independent. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Ramesh Ponnaroo is with us, senior editor for the National Review, columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, and a visiting fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Ramesh, the country is mourning our 41st president, and as we do, we remember a gentler, kinder nation. Maybe in some regards, maybe we think and hope that it was that way, but a lot hasn't changed. Although that, this president, this former president, led by example in terms of his sense of humility and consideration for all people. Certainly the politics of today, a different environment, and one where, you know, Jeb Bush, his son, was, you know, pretty well, beat up during the nomination process. And I know that was disconcerting for the president. He just didn't quite understand it. And I think that's been the challenge of a lot of fair-minded Americans, is we don't quite understand the vitriol that exists in our body politic today.
Yeah, well, I think, this isn't the worst it's ever been in American history. We don't have members of Congress caning each other on the floor. Mm-hmm. We don't have the kind of domestic political violence that we had in the late 60s and early 70s, let alone the Civil War. But at the same time, I think we can all tell that things have gotten worse over the last 30 or 40 years in our politics. And I think it has to do with the coming apart of the country in various ways. One is that as our politics become much more based on issues of values and much less based on issues of economics than it was in the middle of the last century.
Right.
So during the great sort of mid 20th century period of American history, the sort of the New Deal period of American politics, if politics is turning on questions like the minimum wage, it's just going to have a different character than if it's turning on issues of abortion and religious liberty. Those are things that are sort of more viscerally felt by a lot of people, and people tend to make families with and neighborhoods and church communities and live among people who think alike on those sets of issues in a way that they don't with the economic issues. So I think that helps explain some of the polarization and some of the coming apart. Then too, there's just been a huge division in the way that people with college degrees and people without college degrees are doing in our economy, and that I think has added to the sense of estrangement that we have as fellow citizens.
Did you think it's
interesting? Media doesn't help.
Yeah, well, certainly.
You accepted.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that. But by and large, the media, when it goes out of its way, going again, looking at statistics, when you've got 9 out of 10 reports negative towards this president, the fix is in. And, some people don't know better, and they just hear from the mainstream media. They buy into it. It just adds to the polarization and, the fixed mindedness that we have in this country. I'm not sure what it's going to take. But I think it's interesting that we talk about the economy where, not that long ago, even with Bill Clinton, as it was announced, it's the economy stupid. Not so much these days because of what you said. It's the emotionality of these other issues are trumping the economy.
Yes. It's not like the economy doesn't matter at all. The economy definitely does matter. But the number of voters who are really switching back and forth between parties, they're an extremely important group, right? The people who voted for Obama and then for Trump, they're extremely important, but there are so few of them. And the vast bulk of voters are sort of in one sort of political tribe or another. And as you point out, a lot of reporters, a lot of editors, particularly at elite publications and media outlets, are in one of those tribes. They don't always know it. They're not always aware of it. But what they say and do does tend to reflect liberal assumptions, what they think the stories are, what they think is a credible story. All of those tend to reflect their liberal assumptions. And that's another thing that has alienated a lot of people, is the sense that they can't trust people who claim to just be telling you the facts.
Right. Well, and then you're not even talking social media, Facebook, Google, you know, Twitter, all this is coming under scrutiny now. And
well,
it's clear.
To popularize the term anti-social media.
Right.
For,
right.
Some of these things. Although, you know, the funny thing about it is it's not even a medium in the sense that it doesn't mediate, right? It's just sort of the direct, unfiltered expression that goes directly to recipients. Now, that's, you know, that's sort of intoxicating. Mm-hmm. That's one of the that's part of the draw of these websites. But there are some dangers that come along with it, and one of them is certainly kind of the amount of vitriol and polarization that they bring. And then they also sort of, you know, like, you know, I've been talking about these liberal reporters, but they're freed from their institutional constraints on Twitter, and they're just sort of letting it all hang out in a way that, okay, maybe it helps create a little transparency. Okay, this is who these people are, all a bunch of opinionated liberals.
Right.
On the other hand, it detracts further from the credibility of their product.
Well, and especially when we need them to be in their lane. I mean, for all the resources, and we've discussed this on the show for a long time, Ramesh, the resources, the talent that they have there, if they could be in their lane as much as possible and do their job to document history, to research these things, to do some the hard work of investigative reporting, we would go a long way in being healed. But when your prejudices and your bias is dictating your, you know, your worldview and your work effort, then it's at the loss of the common man that relies on, you know, this kind of reporting. Fortunately, in this information age, we have lots of sources to draw from to find our news today. But meanwhile, you know, we've got to go through quite the morass of information to get down to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
That's right. And it asks a lot of people to have them in the position of trying to figure out which are the reliable news sources. And I think one way you can check is, you know, sort of if everything sort of lines up neatly and there's never any fact that seems to go against your point of view, that's probably something that you don't want to trust as much.
Exactly.
Right? Because the real world is just not that orderly.
Right. Not to mention anonymity. When there's a lot of anonymous reporting, you know, that needs to be, you know, discounted as well. As we wrap things up here, we've got about a minute left, Ramesh. What should be the country's takeaway on the life well lived by this servant leader, George H.W. Bush?
Well, you know, I was just reading about how he wrote to some of his Yale classmates, and he said, you know, yep, it's the same guy. I used to be president, but that seems so far away now. These days, I'm most thinking about my family and my friends and my faith. And that, I think, is a nice reminder for all of us of where our priorities ought to be.
Well, two touching viral pictures that came out. The one of his service dog lying in front of his casket. And, of course, the picture which we saw with Robin, their 3-year-old daughter who died of leukemia, he meeting her and Barbara in heaven coming off his World War II pilot plane. Very, very touching as we honor the 41st President of the United States. Thank you, Robin.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them. them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers expected to avert a partial government shutdown this Friday with a new stopgap measure that would keep the government funded through December 21st. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says,
you know, we've worked that out, and this fight's going to continue on, and clearly what we're battling over is to make sure that we can fund our border security properly.
Scalise speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. This extension provided by the stopgap measure allows lawmakers to attend tomorrow's funeral for former President George H.W. Bush. The former president's body still lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where thousands of people have been filing past to pay their respects since yesterday. Attending that funeral tomorrow will be President Trump, as well as the other surviving U.S. presidents, and Prince Charles will be there to represent Queen Elizabeth. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Scott Ballen joins us now. Scott, as you may recall from our previous conversations, has spent more than 40 years involved in issues related to tobacco and public health, worked on a spectrum of tobacco and nicotine issues ranging from labeling reforms on cigarettes and smokeless tobacco products to U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulations of tobacco, excise taxes, clean indoor air laws, and tobacco agriculture reforms. We're going to be talking good news, bad news here. U.S. smoking rate has dropped to 14%. The flip side of the coin is but youth rates for vaping are showing that they have dramatically increased. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me back.
Well, good to have you here. So what's going on? Good news, U.S. smoking. I guess we've had enough with lung cancer, and we're a lot smarter. It's taken us a bit to, get smart over smoking, but more and more. But it's like we've got to have something. You know, the kids, meanwhile, have given up the cigarettes for the vape pens, huh?
Yeah, you know, we're in a transition period here, and you know, the Food and Drug Administration has had authority over tobacco products for about 9 years now. No one expected the e-cigarette industry and market to take off like it has. Now, there are good things to it, and there are things that are of great concern, as you've already mentioned. Rates of smoking are down, and even amongst kids, and that's a really good sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem that we're having is we've got e-cigarettes out there, and kids are picking this stuff up, getting access to it. You know, they shouldn't have access to it. It should be illegal to sell any tobacco or nicotine products to kids. At the same time, we should be concerned about those, that 14% figure, because that still is 34 million Americans still smoking.
Mm.
That's 480,000 deaths every year from cigarette smoking. So we've got to deal with these things on a simultaneous basis, and I think that's what the FDA is struggling with at the moment. But I think it's doable. I really do think it's doable.
Well, again, it requires education and understanding as to what's going on, and that is if we're exchanging a cigarette for an e-cigarette, if it's just a lateral move and menthol is included and all the dangerous attributes that were in the cigarette or in the vape pen, that's one thing. Some people would want you to believe the vape pen is a bit benign because of its other uses, but I want to break that down first. Let's talk about the lateral move from a cigarette to an e-cigarette. What is the difference?
Well, I think that there is general agreement that these products are a lot safer than cigarettes. There's no question about that. The most of the carcinogens are removed, but that doesn't necessarily make them totally safe. But you know, the big issue has become, what would you rather an adult smoker smoke? Well, you want them to continue smoking, being addicted, or, as Dr. Gottlieb, the commissioner of FDA, said, do we want to provide these 34 million adult smokers with lower-risk products? The technology is there to do that, but the danger is that how the products are marketed, how they're flavored, et cetera, becomes a whole other issue in terms of kids. As I said earlier, I think these things can be resolved together. I always remind people that we've had flavored nicotine products out there for years in the form of gums and lozenges sold by the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
What concerns me about what I see in the vaping community is the marketing strategies. If you can take those away and you can reduce the flavors to those kinds of flavors that are, you know, more acceptable to adults, and they're not marketed like gummy bears and all the other things that we hear about. And as you said, education. We have got to pull everybody together. And I'd like to see the FDA have a major conference or summit on e-cigarettes and youth smoking and use of e-cigarettes, and how we can resolve those problems collectively involving companies, wholesalers, retailers, you know, all of these little aspects, they've got to be connected. A lot of the abuses are happening in a lot of the convenience stores. They don't card, they don't check, and kids get the products easily. They're buying stuff off the internet or the things that should be done there. So we've got a lot to deal with. But at the same time, I think we have a responsibility to ensure that the millions of smokers out there don't die prematurely, tragic deaths. That's where I'm headed with all this stuff.
Well, and I appreciate your vigilance on this. Again, it's about education. This has been a bit of a frontier that has taken off. And as we know, it's very difficult to put the genie back in the bottle. But, you know, for the sake of, younger kids that are coming up the pot line, up the line that could end up being exposed to this because, there's a lot involved here, whether it's vaping as e-cigarette being used to transmit marijuana as well. You know, that's all part of, part and parcel of the whole culture, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And this is what I try to get people to sort of think outside the box on these evolving issues. Everything's changing very rapidly. The marijuana sector and environment is changing, and it's going to continue to change. And what role is an agency like the FDA going to have to play? They don't have any authority now. But the same problems that we have seen with smoking over the years, going back decades, are going to be here with marijuana. And, I try to remind people that marijuana is very similar to tobacco. It's an agricultural product. It can be used for recreational purposes, but it also has medicinal properties. And we need to have those discussions as well. But you're absolutely right. A lot of these the technology that's being used for e-cigarettes is transferable to marijuana. So
exactly.
We should be talking about this stuff.
Well, the 80% increases in high school student vaping, how much is involved with marijuana versus e-cigarette?
I don't know. I think we need to find out what's going on. And that's why I think we, instead of just having, you know, piecemeal, I guess, regulations thrown out there, that we need to have a national discussion, national dialogue about all of this and the future role that e-cigarettes can play and not play with respect to not only youth but adults, but also starting to raise some questions about what does this mean in terms of the marijuana use. That needs to be put on the table, and it needs to be a broad, transparent discussion. You know, so much of what's going on gets played out in the press, and there's a lot of excessive hype, and everybody goes crazy over stuff. I think the FDA has the responsibility, and I think Commissioner Gottlieb wants to do this, even in the middle of all this hype, to find solutions. And back in July of 2017, you know, they made this major announcement about a new direction for their nicotine policy. Some of it's getting implemented, some of it's not getting implemented. So I think we all need to sort of take a couple steps backwards, take a deep breath, and talk about solutions to these problems, not necessarily continuing to drag this stuff out as a war of words, which it's turned into.
Well, Scott, hopefully we could, you know, learn from what we learned, you know, in the era of reefer madness and when you and I were growing up, how the whole issue of, you know, marijuana was brought up, and you know, that we get it out of opinion and we deal with scientific fact as much as possible. I think we need to get the kids involved. I mean, you know, they are involved, like it or not. I mean, when you have an 80% increase in high school student vaping, the kids are in the middle of this. And so, you know, we need to get some information from their experience. Again, as you say, laying the truth out on the table and being a lot smarter, because we didn't handle this when it came to marijuana. We didn't handle it too well during our generation, did we?
No, we didn't. And we have an opportunity here. That's what is troubling for me, is to see that people don't see that this is an opportunity to resolve this issue collectively.
Exactly.
And all the players out there need to be involved some way. I have parent-teachers associations.
Right.
Even law enforcement at the local level.
We're out of time. I appreciate the input. Scott Ballin.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I believe. You are the world I can win. This is my life flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, here it is, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. That's our heart. I mean, why waste our time with a lot of opinion? You've heard me say time and again, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's been the problem with our country, is that we don't want to do the hard work that is necessary. We don't want to debate issues. We'd much rather somehow manipulate our government in such a way to where we force people to think as we do. And as a result, we pay a big price for that. The loss of our freedoms, the loss of creativity, the things that could be advanced, the problems that we're dealing with here in America today could be solved if we sit respectfully across from one another and, hash out the problems. I mean, gosh, I'll tell you, so much of this political divide right now is just a waste of time, money, and humanity. But that's all I got to say about that right now. Timothy Shea has been active in politics, speaking of which, deep behind enemy lines in the Northeast for 50 years. A political pundit, former host of Radio Red Nation Rising, as a serial entrepreneur and sales and marketing consultant. He's advising Navy vet Laura Deming on her business, Colt 45. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Hey, Timothy, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing great, Bill. Hope you're well. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, great to have you back. Let's talk a little bit. I mean, the country is heavy of heart right now as we remember
just follow up on the point that you had just made. I'm from Syracuse, New York, and my cousins basically ran the Democrat Party. My cousin Tom was mayor back in the 70s or the 80s. And our side of the family worked with the Republicans, mm-hmm. who were our neighbors out to the lake. There's a dynasty, the Walshes.
Right.
So I saw it from both sides, Republicans and Democrats, and I've never seen it like it is now. Okay, we used to be able to talk to each other. We used to be able to work with each other. After going at it hammer and tongs in campaigns, we'd sit down and we'd actually govern, and what we need to get back to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's like our terms of engagement have been rewritten that have allowed for this you know, disgusting display of inhumanity toward our fellow men. You know, we've lost a sense of fairness for the cause, you know, that all things are fair in love and war and politics. I mean, this is ridiculous, Timothy. I mean, we have got to take a stand. Your family, my family, other fair-minded Americans that stand for the United States of America, not a political party. Yeah, we have a team, and we wear the home jerseys when it's time and appropriate to do that. But at the end of the day, you come together over a beer, and we talk good times, and we advance the conversation. We share ideas, and we're all the better for it. Why not?
Absolutely. And you mentioned people being heavy of heart, and that's why Laura started this business, okay? Mm-hmm. What we're doing is marketing the world's first deplorable fragrances. And it's a great product line, made in the USA whenever, wherever possible. And we're delivering people high-quality products at great value with a healthy dose of counterculture rebellion and a whole lot of fun.
I love that, counterculture rebellion, because it is. I mean, you know, and this is the thing that's annoying. And part of the frustration that we have is how do we express our disdain for, you know, this culture that is, you know, counter the American way of life and the way you and I were raised, Timothy?
Absolutely. And we think that humor is the best way into people's hearts.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I've been saying for quite a while we need another Will Rogers, and I keep looking for a Will Rogers. I don't know if Tim Allen is the closest thing to that. Maybe some others, you know.
Chad Prather, I think, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I like Chad Prather a lot.
Right, yes. Yeah, so there's some, you know, there's some voices out there, and those need to be brought, you know, to the forefront, you know, things like what, you know, Laura Deming is doing is like, okay, hey, we're deplorables. Okay, we'll go along. We'll pretend. We'll go along with that. You know, out of that comes this great idea, these fragrances, just in time for Christmas. Why not, right?
Absolutely. People can go to www.cult45llc.com. Mm-hmm. That's CULT45LLC.com. The company name is another thumb in their eye. They want to call us a cult. Great. We're going to be Cult 45.
I love that, Cult 45.
And we have a wide range of merchandise, fragrances, baby bibs. You can get your little deplorable started off right in life. Baby one-piece jumpers, women's high-heel shoes, is a wide range of products at a number of different price points. But special for Christmas, we have our basket of deplorables, which is a bottle of the deplorable fragrance, a limited edition deplorable bistro mug, and to crown it all off is a tiara that spells out KAG, Keep America Great, in red, white, and blue rhinestones.
Oh, very cool. I like your quote here. We need to make sure the Trump support we're seeing also had a fragrance that every liberal could smell, right? I mean, I think Tim Kaine said, you know, you could smell, you know, those Republican voters at Walmart, right?
Oh, no, it was Peter Strzok, in fact.
Oh, Peter Strzok, yes, right, right, yes, right.
Here.
Right.
And Hillary called us a basket of deplorables, but it was Peter Strzok texting to his lover, Lisa Page. I'm in a Walmart in Southern Virginia, and I can just smell the Trump support.
Well, imagine what he's going to smell now with the deplorable line of fragrances, huh?
Absolutely. And these, you know, obviously it's a whimsical hook here, but the underlying premise of the company is to provide very high quality products. These fragrances we're getting extremely positive feedback from. We've got two great scents, the deplorable for women, the deplorable dude for men.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's hit you with a quick burst of citrus, and then it fades into a green apple smell, and then the woody base notes come out over time. And the men's harkens back to those great fragrances of the 1980s, the original Polo, the Dunhill, fragrances like that.
It's the manly men smell, right?
It's a rugged smell for the rugged, deplorable dude.
Hey, very, very cool. Well, Timothy, again, I think it's a great idea what and how you're supporting Laura, you know, as a Navy vet. We always applaud our veterans, our hearts very much toward our vets, and the fact that, you know, we just hope and support and pray that her business is successful.
Well, thank you. She's a great woman. Not only is she a Navy vet, but she's a breast cancer survivor, and she's the mother to a 12-year-old son with special needs.
Mm.
And she's just a great woman, an indomitable conservative. And you can find our store at www.cult45llc. That's www.cult45llc.com.
And it's all made in the USA. No China, you know.
Wherever possible,
we've got
great hats. They've got the American flag put on the back of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything is labeled made in the U.S. and our fragrances are 100% domestically sourced. We believe that's the right thing to do.
Well, that's excellent. Well, Timothy, a little bit, you know, because of your background as a political pundit, what do you see? I mean, are we coming to the end of this vitriol, or is it, what is it going to take where we can maybe return to some semblance of rationale?
Well, Bill, unfortunately, I think it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets a whole lot better, because when the criminality of the Obama DOJ and FBI and the collusion of the Clintons and the Obama regimes with Russia is made known, and it's coming in the next month or two, there's going to be a tremendous howling on the left. There's going to be a lot of pain when people's eyes are finally opened and they realize that their government was weaponized against American citizens. It didn't stop with James Rosen at Fox. It didn't stop with Cheryl Atkinson at CBS.
Certainly not, right.
The Obama and Clintons weaponized the agencies of government against the American people. And that's just wrong. That is not who we are as Americans.
Really, all the three-letter agencies, you're exactly right, have come against we the people. Deep state has been allowed to foment and to secure their position, the career bureaucrats as well. They're not going to be happy. I mean, they're fighting and kicking every step of the way, because for many decades they've had their way, and you've got the ruling elites, and as we know, historically, elites do not like to be down with the common folk.
No, and nor do they like to be toppled.
Yes. Yeah, so
I think a lot of pain's coming, but I think at the end of the day, you're going to have it, you know, this calling out Rudolph as being problematic has opened a lot of eyes. I've seen a lot of people that are hard left liberals. They consider themselves dyed in the wool Democrats, and they are just, oh, stop it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even they have had enough with this nonsense.
Right, exactly. Well, can we handle the truth? Is the country ready for, we might call it a political enema that I believe is required in order to get some of this junk out of here? I think the man to do it is Donald Trump. I mean, he's been taking lots of hits already, and the reason that he's being attacked is because he's making some inroads, and he's pulling back the curtains and exposing these guys, and they're not happy about this.
They are not, and you're absolutely correct. He's been a wrecking ball, and I could not be happier with his first 2 years in office.
Well, I'm right with you. Timothy Shea has been our guest. Timothy, all the best to you. Where can they go again? Remind them to source Deplorable and Deplorable Dude fragrances.
Thanks, Bill. It's www.cult45llc.com. That's CULT45LLC.com.
And pass on our regards to Navy vet Laura Deming as well. We appreciate her hard work and her support, okay?
Sure will. Thanks for having us on, Bill.
You got it. Take care. Tim Shea on Bill Martinez Live.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure, and it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of